For the past 3 days, WNYC has reported that black teenagers in New Jersey are tried as adults more than any other racial group, and that minors in the state face the same long sentences as adults. To find a justice system that's less punitive toward minors, WNYC sent Sarah Gonzalez to Germany after advocacy groups pointed to the country as a place with better outcomes for young people who have committed crimes. During her reporting, Sarah found that the differences between our prison systems begins with what we think the job of a correction officer should be and how we train them.
There's no such thing as a maximum security prison in Germany. All the inmates are housed together and get the same privileges. And their prisons, the three I went to, they're calm. The guards look like mail carriers.
My name is Tino. Tino Grüße.
Tino has long, curly, blonde hair pulled up in a bun. He looks like a Norwegian lumberjack. Jolly. And all smiles. He likes to laugh with the prisoners.
Love is the biggest weapon. And yes, I want to do it.
Tino works at Neustrelitz Prison for young adults. Before I got here, one of the inmates who is 20 years old and in for multiple assaults and robberies asked Tino for help with his English.
And said, Mr. Grüße, can I set it so? Can I set it so? And I said, I think it's great. Your English is great. I said...
Tino pulled the prisoner out of his job. He does metal work. And they hung out in the kitchen with an English-German dictionary.
We sit there for maybe 1.5 hour or 1 hour, and then we look for other words for some meanings.
This is exactly how corrections officers in Germany are trained to be toward prisoners, whether they're minors or adults, says Jörg Jesse.
Role model, be a role model for the prisoners.
Jesse runs prisons in this part of eastern Germany.
They are mediators, moderators, communicators.
This is not the role of an American corrections officer. When Jamal arrived at an adult prison in New Jersey when he was 15 years old, he says corrections officers taunted him.
Oh, look, these effing juveniles, this kind of third, they want to be tough. Now they're in a big boy prison. Let's see how tough they really is.
Jamal is 4 years into his 9-year sentence for two armed robberies and a carjacking he committed when he was 14. If he was in Germany, for one, he'd never get that long of a sentence, not for robbery. And he would stay in a juvenile prison up to age 24. In New Jersey, Jamal was kept away from adults until he turned 18. He's now with adults. But it's not the inmates he's worried about. It's the guards.
They all be lined up, sitting there with their gloves on, stretching their gloves out, holding on to their mace can or their batons.
We talked on the phone from inside prison.
They say stuff like, the way take care of you here, just in the third, ain't no cameras and stuff like that.
According to an analysis by the WNYC data news team, Jamal is one of at least 152 inmates who are still serving time in adult prisons today for crimes they committed as kids. And that's just looking at crimes committed in the past 5 years. So many more former minors are still serving time for crimes they committed even decades ago. And research from Columbia University Law School shows young people in adult prisons experience more fear than young people who get to serve their time in juvenile facilities. Adult prisons are supposed to be punitive, and the divide between inmate and guard seems to start during training.
These inmates do nothing but eat, sleep, and work out.
This is a video of the New Jersey Department of Corrections Training Academy. The people training to become corrections officers are whacking dummies with batons and getting pepper sprayed. Trainees put on boxing gloves and get in actual fights with each other.
You're going to be assaulted at the very least 3 times. You know, I'm not going to send you out there if you can't protect yourself.
They learn how to shoot a gun. Becoming a corrections officer in New Jersey takes 16 weeks. The State Department of Correction says it's part physical training and part coursework. There are classes on suicide awareness, inmate rights, mob dynamics, and law. But Perry Shaw III, a former corrections officer at the prison Jamal is at, he says the emphasis is on intimidation.
Because if I fear you, I'm going to respect you. So it's not like please and thank you and things of that nature. No, you got to be firm.
It's a stressful job. Shaw says guards feel like they're locked in too.
Look how everybody looks when they're coming outside the prison. They're leaving to go home. They look up, they stretch, they're taking off their shirts, taking off their vests and light breathing. Freedom.
During my tour of a maximum security prison, guards put on helmets and take out their batons whenever inmates leave their cells. The Corrections Officers Union in the state says New Jersey's 5,800 prison guards need protection. The union president said 11 guards were taken to the hospital in August, one with a fractured skull, another with a fractured cheekbone. But German officials say giving guards weapons changes the dynamics in a prison. In Germany, the role of the corrections officer is to rehabilitate inmates. It's a system with short prison sentences and low recidivism rates, where inmates have access to knives in their kitchens and electric saws at their jobs. And corrections officers in Germany don't get helmets or vests. They don't have batons or mace or handcuffs.
No weapons. No hitting, no punching, no something that communication.
That's Jörg Jesse again. Becoming a corrections officer there takes 2 years. Jesse says it's paid schooling that's heavy on written exams and oral exams.
We think demonstrating power is the wrong way. Demonstrating violence is even worse. Demonstrating that we are the ones who are the tough ones. That's the language the prisoners know, you know. That's what they know from the streets.
Most prisoners in Germany and in the United States at some point get out of prison. And Jesse says guards in Germany are supposed to teach inmates something different, something to help them not commit crimes when they do get out.
For example, they say good morning, our prison officers, of course. They say good night. They say please and thank you. What do you think will a prisoner learn?
And if one of them ever comes back, if they ever reoffend, the guards get together to talk about how they failed the inmate.
We are not magical. We don't think that our treatment and our behavior and our way to handle these highly problematic persons are the only reason that they offend or re-offend. No. They are responsible for their lives, of course. But on the other hand, we are the professionals to work with these problems.
Jesse comes to the U.S. often to consult on prison reform. The United States and New Jersey's recidivism rates are almost 3 times Germany's. And if we want to lower our recidivism rates, Jesse says step one would be to reimagine the role of a corrections officer. To do that, he says, would mean to look at the mission of U.S. prisons in a completely different way. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.